this is what you're fighting for. I mean, every day you're out there.
What they're doing is blowing people off.
If you continue to look the other way and shut up, then the oppressors, the authoritarians, get total control and total power. Because this is just like in Arizona, this is just like in Georgia. It's another element that backs them into a corner and shows their lies and misrepresentations.
This is why this audience is going to have to get engaged. As we've told you, this is the fight.
All this nonsense, all this spin, they can't handle the truth.
War Room, Battleground. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Live from Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. You're in the War Room. Thursday, 18 April, year of our Lord, 2024. This is not even happy hour yet. Still got an hour to go. Guys, thank you. It's been fantastic. Force Multiplier Academy, be a huge home run. Want to introduce now Mr. Don Ahern, the founder, owner of the Ahern Hotel.
Thank you, folks.
Look, you've been so gracious. The hotel is fantastic. It's the price is just incredible. The quality, the staff, all of it. And you open your arms to MAGA. You open your arms to President Trump. And just from the entire Warren Posse, we really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Steve. We're so incredibly honored to have you here at our hotel. And you represent what we represent, just so you know.
I had a little bit of flashback today. They took me to the green room, and we got in there, and I'm just kind of sitting there, and my producer camera comes in and says, man, doesn't this send chills down your spine? And I go, what are you talking about? It's a very nice green room. It's all set up. It's very fancy. He says, no. This is the place where Carrie Lake blew up Tim Miller and John Howman on Showtime. So we've had some great, great experiences here. You've got a huge announcement, and I want to make sure we do it live on TV and here with this audience.
Yes. Thank you, Steve. We have a great announcement tonight. But as I kind of worm my way into that, I want to thank everybody for coming here. It's you, great patriots, that are going to make America great again. It's you giving up your time to come out here and pay attention and learn from a great man. Steve, what a program. Good job.
Well, thank you so much.
Now, you see that bar back there? That big bar back there, and it's got a big round thing in the middle. That big round thing in the middle is going to go away here in a couple of weeks. And there's going to be a stage right there. And Mr. Donald J. Trump is going to be standing on it.
All right!
So we're very, very proud to host President Trump here at the Ahern Hotel. And I'll tell you, I've got a great staff, as Steve said. We're a family here. We have culture. And it's a Republican culture. You know
all
what I'm
right.
saying?
MAGA!
And we're going to put up, we've got 1,100 people coming here, and they're going to be spread out here. The seats are going to be turned around facing that way. And you're all invited, too, by the way. Now, it may not be as free as, because this is not a rally, per se. This is a fundraiser.
President Trump needs the cash. I'm telling you, Biden's got $2 billion.
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of like fighting a war that he's in, and you can't do it without money. So, as I often say when I get on a stage, and I think maybe a lot of people here, Steve, are from Nevada, are they? A lot of Nevadans here.
Yeah, and I noticed it was kind of a rough crowd today.
And we're very proud of those that have come from out of state to be here with Steve today. Very proud of you. But I was born about a mile and a half, and believe it or not, the Stratosphere Tower was a truck stop. And God forgive me, or my mom and dad forgive me, but I may have been conceived at that truck stop in 1952. Or maybe... Actually, I take that back. Might have been January, because I was born in October. So, anyhow, We go back 70 years. I'll be 71 this year. And I want to tell you, I'm a Nevadan through and through.
All
and
right.
I want to see this state go red again.
Amen.
So, Steve, thanks for allowing me to be a part of your life today. As the owner of the hotel, I don't often get to be a part of the process going on around here, but I just want to give you a hug and tell you I love you.
Look, everything, when people, and particularly people with money and positions of influence, ran away from the president, Ahern ran towards the president, right? That's character. How do they get information about the fundraiser? Do you have a website up now? Because I know a lot of this crowd wants to come.
So information's going to come, but right now you can go under the text to 26786, Ahern at 26786, and you'll be able to pick up some information next week on it. I've got a brochure I was going to show you tonight, but it hasn't been actually legalized or whatever. They've got a lot of, anyhow, it's not real easy just to throw something up, but I did get permission that I could say it. We've got the invitation. It's official. It's committed. And there's going to be a big dinner up on top. So if you want to pay even more money, you can go up there. But we're hoping to raise $10, $15, or $20 million.
Wow.
Right here for the president.
Wow.
And what?
A word to text. Okay. What is the word to text so we can get the text message?
Oh, June 8th. I'm sorry. I didn't say that, did I? June 8th.
Is it a word and then they text? Or?
Oh, text Ahern to 26786. Ahern 26786.
June 8th.
June 8th. Yes, he'll be speaking right here. He'll be taking pictures from 4 to 5. He'll be speaking from 5 to 6, and then there's a dinner upstairs. We expect him to have him here for about a four-hour window.
Wow.
But there's going to be a pre-show. There's going to be some amazing entertainment before and after. And as far as I'm concerned, you can come at 2 in the afternoon, and you don't have to go home till after midnight.
Can we give it up for Mr. Ahern?
Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
Fantastic. Let's give him MAGA.
Yo!
Ahern!
Okay, June 8th. Mike Lindell, I tell you what, real quickly, let's say it's about machines. Let's take a quick question for Mike in the panel. What we got?
Your name and where you're from, and what's your question?
My name is Scott Bernard. I'm from Louisiana. And my question is, given the sheer magnitude of this case, right, it affects an entire nation, the outcome. And given the kangaroo nature of our Article I courts, would it not be, or would it be permissible to bring it back under an Article III court, common law and constitutional?
Pat McSweeney?
Great, I didn't hear the question.
If the Supreme Court rejects this case, right, I'm assuming it was brought under an Article I court, would it not be permissible to bring it back and reintroduce it as an Article III court, common law, constitutional court?
It is an Article III court we're in now. The question is whether the common law still exists in this country.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something that we've got to decide this November. Very simple.
There's no other way you can file this. In other words, people are saying that the justice system's rigged right now. Rigged in Arizona, rigged in New York City, rigged at the Supreme Court. If it gets rejected there, is there any other alternative, common law, whatever, that you can actually take?
Legally, I don't think so. I think our solution is political.
Okay, fine. Mike, why don't we get a short video? We want to play this. You're going to help narrate it?
Yes, and this is Clay Brie. We're going to show this video. This is stuff that the Supreme Court's going to see that was discovered, that was added to the case. So Clay's going to, as we watch this, he'll stop and he will explain.
All right. So while this starts up, this is just a very academic demonstration of it. What I will tell you is it's using a basic tool that's called Kali Linux. Everybody in the security field knows about it. There are about 100-something ways that you could do this attack. It's not this way. So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to get the live disk that you need, which is Kali Linux. It's going to boot up. And we put the wording in here so that way when it's posted, it'll be easy to understand. And two, with the disclaimers, it keeps everybody out of jail. So this is Kali Linux. It's a what's called a Linux-based system, and it's just booting up. And what it's going to do is it's going to read the computer's hard drive once it's mounted.
Clay, this is an election database that's being posted, correct?
Yes, yes. This is it is an election database, and you're actually going to see a Dominion EMS system come up on the screen. Now, if we could pause right here. All right. So I know it quickly went through that data structure, but what it is it's basically going to the folder that contains the database, and there they're just taking the database off. As people in the audience know, that you don't have to take the database off. You could actually run this via script on the actual system and do it all there anyway. All right, if we could start it back up. So what they're doing now is there's three basic files that are associated with any relational database. And this relational database is going to catch, what you're going to see is they're going to join it to a SQL Server that already exists. What you can do is you can restore it. I personally, out of all the states that I've looked at, have just went off what's called a BAK file, which is the backup. I've successfully restored every single one of them on a different system and booted it up. Now, here's the Dominion EMS system. Just log it in because that's where we have an SQL instance already. And what they're going to do now is what he's going to do is the data is going to be put on the system, and then he's just going to incorporate it in with the SQL server that exists. And there's going to be what's called a query. This is a basic query that already comes standard where he's going to find the keys. What I will tell you is I searched the entire database on several of the databases for a general query just to look for the keys, and I found them in 11 to 12 tables in most of the databases. So that was just to find where the keys were located. Then to actually get the keys, you'll use this exact same query. Now what he's doing there is copying them. You can actually export them in a query command, right? So he's copying them over, and the reason he's doing this is because it's going to be in a file that the script will read in order to decrypt. All right. And so he should be coming up on when they disconnect and shut down the system. Right? All right. So now, can we freeze there? All right. So he's mounted them. And now right here, what you're seeing, all that gobbledygook is the encrypted file. When it gets encrypted, you're not going to be able to read it. You have to decrypt in order to read. This is an adjudication file. I've done this on the machine behavioral settings file. It can do it to any file. It can do it to what's called a DVD file, which is election results, the images, the ballot images, anything on that system to include the communications, whether it's between other election systems or external communications, can be forged and seem legitimate. You can create ballots that do not exist and put them into the system, and the system will not know.
And that's all because the encryption keys have been left open and unprotected in plain text on the database.
All right, if we can roll it, because you're going to see here in just a second once he runs the script, and all he does is point it to the specific files, the only parameter required. And now look, you see exactly everything that's in that adjudication file. So you saw how easy readable it was. I did it on the machine behavioral settings. What does that do? That means I could basically reprogram any tabulator to do whatever I wanted it to do, re-encrypt it, it gets installed, and the machine is mine. It is totally owned.
So to me, it's like what Steve said. He asked the first question when he said, why are these so complicated? And what was your answer, Clay?
Because it's intentional for the steal. It's right, for the steal.
Right. And why are these in the machines? And this is what the Supreme Court's going to see along with the other stuff that was found. So this is very important. Remember, the Supreme Court, our government deemed our elections critical infrastructure. They need to accept this and just say, hey, we've got to protect our country. Let's look at this. At least look at what's been found.
Let's go to another question from the audience.
Your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Hi, Gary Davidson, from Henderson by way of Brooklyn, New York. And I'm concerned about why is it taking so long? Is it the sovereignty of this that you guys weren't allowed to because of international treaties?
Yeah, we're 4 years into this. A good question. Why now are we just into still arguing 2020 on the machines 4 years into it?
All right. So one of the things before we got the 2020 data was because of the work in 2022, what we exposed. What hurt us in the 2022 pile case was that the county slow rode the PRR data. Once we got the data, it was 70-something million lines of logs that had to be analyzed and go through. We have people and groups and different teams that were looking at it. It just takes time. Not to mention there was chain of custody stuff you have to verify. Because what you have to understand is I am a technical person. I've tested these things. But what I can't do with my certifications and educations is get up here and give an opinion or something. You have to be 99.9% sure of what you're presenting. So that analysis took an extremely long time. And two, in multiple states, there's a lot of legal processes we had to go through in order for us to get the data. But as soon as we got the data, it was like that.
I liken this to Lord of the Rings. We are not a government agency. We are just patriots who have come together. We just met each other over the past couple of years. We're working with limited resources, highly skilled people like Clay, like John, like Pat, but we are like you. So we are fighting against government agencies that are doing everything they can to throw a blanket over this. And they fight us every step of the way. How hard should it be for transparency to simply disclose data? Why do we have to fight them to get it? And it's because they're trying to cover up a system. But here is the hope. I was involved. I was one of the primary drafters of the complaint that Texas filed in the U.S. Supreme Court in December 2020. We have come so far in the past 3.5 years with our knowledge because people said enough. And they got together and we have worked together and submitted document requests, have done public records requests, have brought litigation and uncovered tremendous, tremendous data and information that shows how these machines and how, quite frankly, the mail-in ballots and chain of custody, how the system has been rigged and how the system does not protect the people. But the best thing we can do right now is show the system, the people behind in the government, that we know what they're doing. And once that spotlight is shined on them, that makes it a lot more difficult to cheat.
Yeah, I want to say something there. I grabbed one thing out of this. We've done all this in 3 years with limited resources. I ran out. You want to help LindellePlan.com. That's where you need to go. You want to help this case, LindellePlan.com, and learn everything we're doing from the ground up, too. It's very educational.
Let me go to Pat real quickly. Pat, you've been involved in 50 Supreme Court filings, arguments, etc. Hasn't the court said very clearly they don't want to get involved in anything dealing 2020, 2022? This is an area they're just not comfortable. They're barely comfortable doing immunity for President Trump. They're barely comfortable during the Fisher case for January 6th. They're barely comfortable doing the outrageous 9-0 ruling about Colorado. Right. But they have not been out looking for these types of cases. It's the exact opposite. Well, why do you think this is different, and why is the Supreme Court avoiding this?
There are lots of reasons why there are 9 justices, but I want to emphasize or expand on a point
you got to speak. You got to put it right.
I made a bit earlier. We're not in control. The voters of this country are not in control. Unless we change the way elections are conducted, we are not in control. We're about to die because of our overspending and debt. We have many other problems that will destroy the republic that the founders created. We're not going to make it many more years. If that sounds dire, that's why I'm here, because I look at my grandchildren and I wonder, can they ever experience what we did? This case is very important because it does put a focus on the problems with the elections. But if we don't find a way to control the elections, we'll never, ever correct these problems. We've got presidents who are buying votes while we rail about $34 trillion, soon to be $35. He's adding hundreds of billions of dollars of spending. We're inviting millions of people across the border at taxpayer expense, as if it doesn't matter. If the public does not control the elections in the future, and the only way to do that is to fundamentally change the way elections are conducted. Yeah. Let's not have a repeat of 2020.
Pat McSweet. Okay, John Mills, you just got back from Taiwan. We know France does it in a day with paper ballots and counting. You saw it in Taiwan. Is it what Mike Lindell is the objective of three quarters of this audience? Is it achievable?
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. Thank you, and Mike and Kurt and everyone. It's absolutely, Cameron, if we could put up the one slide here, and you can have the best cyber in the world. These are called professionally, these are called remote access operations, but you always need what? The insider, the collaborator. This is from a press conference of, I think it was last week on Monday. This was the National Press Club. And this was there was a great team from Taiwan, and they had invited me to come down and see this briefing. You can have the best technical access team. These are called technical entries, okay? Remote access operations. You always need the insider. Because if you want to get inside a data center, are you going to rent a helicopter, land on the roof, harness up, lower yourself through the laser beams, break into the computer, and then extract yourself with nobody noticing it? Or are you just going to pay somebody and bribe somebody on the inside? Now I'm not saying, this is not an accusation against anybody, a recorder, okay, a registrar, okay? Believe me, I've been through this many times. You need an insider. And this is the NSP, he was the Ministry of Justice briefer. NSB is their kind of combination of CIA, FBI, NSA. These are good guys and girls. And he went into great detail to do this, to do what China tried to do, to throw the election in January of 20 and then January of 24. It's the collaborators. I was really surprised that they would go into this much detail in public. So you can have the best technical entry, remote access capabilities. You can have you can be Mossad. You can have the best team in the world. Believe me, you need the insider. And they emphasize that. So TikTok was hugely powerful, remote cyber access operations. But they have a very, very simplified procedure. It's essentially paper only with very simple machines. You don't even get involved in the computer network until you're like at the county level, which is kind of like ours, but it's two levels above. So they don't even get into a network, but it's the role of the collaborator and insider. I'm not making an accusation against anybody. I'm just presenting these are real-world findings that are best practices. And, you know, ever since Jesus James Angleton left the CIA, you know, our counterintelligence, you can't trust them. You know, you got Charles McGonigal, the chief of counterintelligence, and he was getting paid by the Russians while on the U.S. government payroll. So collaborator, the insider.
John, where do they go to get more information about you, all your work, your show, books, all of it?
Thank you, Steve. Colonel Rhett John, Colonel R.H.E. John, Substack, Getter and Truth, and two books. Thank you for the forward here. Nation Will Follow and War Against the Deep State. Go to my store and use code War Room. Thank you, Steve.
My store, promo code War Room.
War Room.
My store.
800-873-1062. Do you have social media?
Yes, I'm on X. True Social, Frank Social. I'm Clay P0811 on Frank Social, and on X, Twitter, whatever it's called, I'm Parik Clay at.
Perfect. Pat, you send smoke signals or Pony Express, or are you on social media?
I'm still writing with a quill pen, Steve.
A man of wisdom. We've got 2 minutes. You've got a call to action. What is it?
I do. I actually have two calls to action. One is, as I said at the beginning, every Dominion system we inspected left the encryption keys unprotected on the election database in plain text. That was in Colorado, that was in Arizona, Georgia. And Georgia, by the way, produced election data pursuant to open records requests. These keys are out publicly on a website right now because this was just open records. That's how easy this is to access. We also found it in Pennsylvania and in Michigan. So while we are going to move forward where we can, I'm asking everybody in the audience, whether live or, you know, TV or here, you should be going to your county commissioners and saying, you need to check these machines to see if the encryption keys are left open on the election database. Find that out. Demand to know. Put in open records requests. And we know that we've seen this on Dominion. We have not seen, and we just don't know whether it's on ESNS or any other system. So, but this is an issue that you can go to your county commissioners, supervisors, whatever the county officials are, and demand to know. The second call to action is that election data is not personal identifying information. You should be putting them on notice, and you should be submitting open records requests because that's your weapon. That's your tool for transparency. And you should demand the cast vote records. You should demand the security logs, the tabulator logs, the event logs, the system logs, everything that provides an auditable trail for how these machines operate in an election. And so put them on notice that you're watching them.
Okay, hang on. We're going to take a few more questions. When we get back, we're going to take a short commercial break. Birchgold.com, promo code Bannon. Get the end of the dollar empire. Back in a moment.
Hey, folks, if you watch War Room, you know we talk every day about the geopolitical and other forces driving the price of gold. There are actually a couple of reasons this is happening. Let me walk through them. The cost of goods continues to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January 2021, cost of living is up 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now significantly north of $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the house of cards will come crashing down, and a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and that is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold Group. Secure a portion of your savings now with gold and do it from Birch Gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free information kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of your pocket. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can count on Birch Gold also. Just text Bannon to 989898 and claim your free info kit to protect your savings in a time of turbulence, instability, and uncertainty. Do it today. Take action, action, action. Birch Gold Group. Text Bannon at 989898. Criminals have access to more advanced tools than ever, and now they're using them to steal our most valuable asset, that would be your home. In Miami, an elderly woman didn't find out an empty plot of land she owned was stolen until she went to pay taxes. A stranger had already paid them, and property records showed she had sold the land. They had forged her signature and registered a fake deed. How scary is that? That's why you need to get Home Title Lock today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and immerse yourself in this information. Think that it can't happen to you? Well, you are wrong. When's the last time you checked your home's title? All a thief has to do is forge your signature, refile as the new owner. And once your home is not in your name, it can get really ugly, and it can get really ugly fast. They can take out equity loans or even sell your house to an unsuspecting buyer who shows up at your door one day and says, hey, this baby is mine. Don't think your home insurance policy will protect you. It won't. Check your home today for free when you get to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code Bannon at signup. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon at signup. You'll get a free scan of your home's title plus 30 days of protection totally free. That is 30 days of protection totally free. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon. Do not let these thieves steal your home in broad daylight. The apples in your holiday pie taste amazing, but it's not exactly the recommended 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. The Mayo Clinic says if you want to help prevent heart disease, lower blood pressure, and your cholesterol, eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, which, as you know, is almost impossible. That's why you need to check out Field of Greens. Every fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected by doctors to support your vital organs, like your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, and your immune system. Yo, folks, the holidays are here and you need to stay healthy. Plus, you'll notice your skin, hair, and nails will look healthier. Field of Greens is the simplest way to get those daily fruits and veggies, and it tastes amazing. Let me get you started with 15% off your first order. Visit fieldofgreens.com. Use promo code Bannon. That's promo code Bannon at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com. Make sure you take it today. Use your agency. Action, action, action. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code Bannon.
All this nonsense, all this spin, they can't handle the truth.
War Room Battleground with Stephen K. Bannon. With Stephen K. Bannon.
Yo! 21 minutes. 21 minutes to happy hour. Okay, we got time for a couple more questions. We got some more. You've got a question, sir.
Your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Hi, I'm Marty from Nevada. This concerns the big dump of emails through Sheriff Leaf from Serbia and other countries. And you'd think that FISA would have picked up on those if it was such a great tool for
John Mills.
Saving the country.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. Yeah,
defense intelligence.
Yeah, great question. Great question. It's all about the intel community's priority stack. So I know all of you don't have any, you got a lot of free time on your hands. Go to the DNI website. It talks about, I think it's in the 200s or 400s in the intel community directives, the intel priority stack. That was below the cut line. Those are all the named operations. That is what determines the priority. What gets analyzed? It might have been collected, but it wasn't necessarily analyzed.
Okay, the head of cybersecurity at DHS says the most secured digital election, thank you, digital election, and it's before happy hour too, thank you. Is the intel community at DHS, are they in on the fix?
Yes. So Chris Krebs, his truthful statement should have been what he said in February when he's out of office. I don't have the people, program, or resources to make a determination. That's what he should have said instead of most secure. Now he's at the Cypher brief with Suzanne Kelly and a bunch of, John Brennan and a bunch of those yahoos.
I want to say with Chris Krebs, he was on, 3 months after that, he was on Morning Joe with Adam Schiff, and they asked him, what is the number one threat to the United States? Chris Krebs' answer was, bar none, a cyber attack right down to the local elections. He said that 3 months after the 2020 election.
Right now, they're all freaking out. Volt Typhoon. We are under an unrelenting attack since May of last year.
Give us 1 minute on that real quickly. Volt Typhoon.
Volt Typhoon was announced in May of last year. This is the Chinese pre-planting malware on all of our critical infrastructure in preparation for war and conflict. And guess what? DHS, I don't know under what legal authority, has said election infrastructure is now critical infrastructure. We own it.
John, do you remember DNI Ratcliffe's letter dated January 7th, 2021, one day after January 6th? And what did he say about the CIA's role in suppressing information from the other intelligence agencies?
Well, they were very active. They actually monitored.
This is John Ratcliffe, the head of DNI, that may be the attorney general in President Trump's next term.
Yeah, and there's a narrative over there. They benefit from this. I'm sorry, they benefit from this. And this is where we must boil down the culture and start all over again, because they are in on it.
So there are, I think, 17 different intelligence agencies that were involved in that assessment.
18.
This was the public letter, which was very cursory, but he expressly called out the CIA for violating what he called tradecraft in trying to suppress information that the other intelligence agencies brought about Chinese interference in the election. And you have to ask yourself, why would they do that? And what was going on behind the scenes that was not revealed in that public 100%. Letter?
We'll have to wait till the afternoon of 20. That's where we got to win in November, because the afternoon of January 20th, year of our Lord 2025, is when we start getting the answers. One more question. What do we got?
Your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Hi, Hans from Los Angeles. I think this is for Mr. McSweeney. Has anybody considered the possibility of using what you guys have learned to bring actions in district courts to enjoin the use of the machines in November?
Amen. Genius.
Yeah, we've got very little time. There's a rule the Supreme Court announced years ago called the Purcell Rule. When you get close to an election, federal court will not act to interfere with that election. In the Curling case that Mike talked about, Curling concluded that it's not a question of if, but when elections are going to be destroyed. We knew it then, but the court could not act because of the Purcell Rule. We've got such a short period of time. Yep. We don't win with what Kurt's already got underway. I don't think we're going to have a chance.
Closing comments, Kurt.
Just to follow up on that question.
That's a great
because
question.
Because Pat is right about the Purcell Rule. That's about a change in elections, arguably. And so, for example, when I said that Maricopa is using altered software in violation of the law, that they're not following the law with logic and accuracy testing, what we're going to be seeking to do is simply to require the county to comply with the law. That's not a change. That's what's a change from actual wrongdoing, but it's not a change from the law. And so if you go to, there's a website that we have for Arizona. It's called www.state-of-denial.com. That has both the film that we produced about the Lake Election Challenge, as well as the Supreme Court filings. One of those filings is called the appendix for the motion for expedited consideration. All three expert declarations are there. Those expert declarations are under oath. You can use them, particularly with respect to the encryption key issue, in any jurisdiction as a basis of knowledge.
Okay, let's give a shout out to the panel and Mike Lindell and his team. Mike, closing comments. Guys, thank you, sir. Mike, you put your heart and soul into this. Tomorrow they're going to let us know?
That's right. Okay, you guys, and what I'm saying, it was a good question by the gal there. This has been 3 long years of fighting. And I want to tell you, I just did a speech up with CNN when they were interviewing me. And in my pillow, when we got so big in 2012, so many things went wrong. We took in hundreds of millions of dollars in 6 months. And I was $6 million in debt with no bank. And I learned from that. I took everything in-house, all the betrayal, all the stuff that went wrong. I learned from it. And where we were able to sell 84 million MyPillows with thousands of employees. If 2012 had not happened, MyPillow would not be here where it is today. Same as the 2020 election. If the 2020 election had not happened, we would not have uncovered this uniparty, deep state, globalist, CCP, all these things that are happening in our country. Yeah. So I just want to close with this. We can pray that those justices, they are people, they have grandchildren and children, they're there to protect our country. We pray that they accept this case tomorrow and that they actually do their job and look into this. And protect the people of the United States.
Let's hear it for our panel. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Okay, we had you as a guest a week ago. Who are you? And show the picture got you kicked out of the Army.
Good evening, everyone. A couple of weeks ago, on the War Room, there was Senator Borrell from Arizona and Republican Representative Elijah Crane from Arizona as well. They exposed a case of an Army private that got kicked out of the military for having a picture of President Trump in his phone. I am that private. My support to the Republican Party comes because of the fact that I'm originally from Peru, South America. I'm 33 years old. I joined the Army and the military with the only purpose to give back to this country. Today, a lot of people are about, what did they get? What did they got to give me? I'm more about what I got to give back to this country. 2 weeks ago, I just became a citizen of the United States of America. I did it the legal way. I did it in the legal way. I'm originally from Peru. I want to remark that because I come from a communist country. Excuse my English in advance. I know I do speak, but I'm still trying to do my best, okay? I was told that the Republicans were the racist ones. Guess what? The Republicans gave me a lawyer. Senator Borelli gave me a lawyer. I was able to retrieve my citizenship. I'm able to be back home. I'm still fighting to get back into the military because I'm not going to let him win at all. That is not going to happen. Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
Hold on. What's your social media? How do people follow you? Where do they go?
You can just follow me on Truth. Piero, P-I-E-R-O, 6068. Thank you.
Give it up right now. Thank you. So we'll get you back in. Okay, George Harris is the CEO. You got a major program you're working here. What is it?
Well, first, thank each of you for coming to the Freedom Hotel. You all got to meet Don earlier. We have the president coming on June 8th. You'll find out more information. But Steve's a pal of mine. I asked him if I can come up and talk to you all about voter ID. I run an organization with a retired colonel. There's about 7 colonels. You got to have a bunch of colonels to get something done. Called Repair the Vote. It is a constitutional amendment in the state of Nevada. We are out collecting signatures at this minute to require you to have an ID to vote. Okay? Now, I want to tell you there's a lot of great things that happened. We filed the petition, and we got sued by a guy named Mark Elias, who's Hillary Clinton's attorney. Boo! And the first time, this is last election cycle, we lost. But the judge wrote the description of effect from the bench, and we went back 9 weeks ago, and Elias sued us again. And we went in front of the judge, and Mr. Elias said, Your Honor, this description is, you can't understand it, you can't do that. And the judge looked down at Mr. Elias and said, Do you not remember you were in my court last election cycle? Do you think I'm going to reverse myself? I wrote the description of effect. So we have been collecting signatures. So, people, you will get, if you go on to Facebook or any social media, you'll see Repair the Vote. It's www.repairthevote.us. We need money, as everybody knows. It costs us $20,000 a week to collect these signatures. We need your help. But moreover, we need volunteers. We need people that will verify signatures. We get this on the ballot. 2 things happen. Trump gets reelected. Why? We know it's a turnout model, and we know that 80, believe this, across the board, 78.5% Democrat, Republican, and independents support voter ID. So if you could go to www.repairthevote.us, you can volunteer, you can give us $25, but we need help. God bless each of you. Thank you for coming to our hotel. Our hotel is your hotel.
The Freedom Hotel. We're going to see everybody here on the 8th. George, thank you so much. Okay, what would a war room show be like without the Joe Allen transhumanism?
Howdy, howdy. Of course, he brings me in to bring the good news. That's what I'm here for. I'm here for nothing but positivity, nothing but good feelings, and a bright view on the future. Let me ask you a quick question. How many of you guys are involved in your local politics, whether it be on the voting level or as candidates? And how many of you see a pretty sharp distinction between an electoral system that relies on human hands, human accountability, human hearts, human consciences, or machines? Votes for human, just by show of hand. And votes for the machines. So life usually isn't that tidy, right? In general, you're not going to get easy choices like, do I accept the machine, do I not? Do I accept the chip, do I not? But these are the sorts of choices that we are faced with. So when you look at the electoral system now, we know, everyone in this room is wise enough to know, you can't trust a system that is put in place by corporations and facilitated by governments that not only don't have your interests at heart, but are oftentimes actively opposed to you. They actively hate you. Now let's extrapolate that out. If you know, if you are wise enough to know that you can't trust an electoral system that has been utterly digitized, in which the accountability evaporates with the flip of a switch, in which the records are completely destroyed, what about the rest of your life? What about the education of your children and your grandchildren? What about the medical system that you trust your health with, oftentimes will impose its will upon you? And what about, maybe most importantly, as we move into more and more volatile times, what about the military? Now, just one more quick show of hands. How many of you are educators or in the school system? A few. I've spoken to a few teachers here, actually. How many of you are in medical care? How many of you are doctors, nurses, work in that capacity? And how many of you have served in the military? And just a quick round of applause for all three. Now, if you paid attention at all to my segments on the War Room, my bright and uplifting segments, you know full well that in the same way that our political system is being digitized and taken out of human hands, away from human hearts, away from human accountability, and away from the human conscience, then you know that the education system is going the same direction. You know that the healthcare system is going the same direction. And you know that our military and militaries around the world are actively in an arms race to separate the act of life and death, the act of killing, from human choice, and putting that more and more and more until the ultimate moment in which machines make the decision to kill. So my argument in the short time that I have here to speak with you is this. Every one of you is going to have to make very, very difficult choices in your lives. And I'm not here to tell you what choice to make. With the voting machines, fine. Get rid of the machine, right? Human good, machine bad. But that's the only simple answer I'm going to give to you, because in the rest, it's not going to be that easy. The only thing I can do is this. As your children and your grandchildren come up in the world that they're constructing for us, as you yourself give over your body to the medical system, and of course, as we depend on the military and the police for our security, that same decision between the machine and the human, you're not going to have a black and white choice. But in that gray area, the more human, the more soulful, and the closer to God that you get and away from the machine, that's your best bet. That's all I'm going to give you. Other than that, please enjoy the happy hour. I'll take a cab or two. Thank you very much, and I'll see you on the War Room.
Where do they go get the book?
I'll have 11 copies right over here to get signed. And of course, if you want to find my social media slave chain, you can find me at JOEBOTXYZ.
Okay, Joe, we'll see you next week as it takes you that long to get back from Vegas. Joe Allen, the book's amazing. Okay, I want to thank everybody, Real America's Voice, our production team, the Ahern Hotel, Grace, JoJo, Mo, Jane, Natalie, Elizabeth, Carly Bonet, who else? I know I'm not thinking of some. Cameron, the great production team. But particularly you guys. It was a long day. It was a crammed day. We tried to get a lot in. But remember, think about what's happened so far today. You've totally changed what's happening on Capitol Hill. And also the fact that you're into the weeds, into the details of what they're trying to do on Capitol Hill about the rules. So you guys are the tip of the spear. I think you've proven, is this a good concept? Should we take this around the country? You think this is a good day? And by the way, we're going to have, where is there going to be a happy hour here? You guys got to have a happy hour right here. I think there's a bar, drinks.
Okay, thank you. Like I said, I want to thank everybody. Everybody, in addition, I want to thank the entire War Room audience, Lindell TV, particularly Real America's Voice that produces our show now on Lindell TV. Like I said, Robin Parker Sig, the entire production team, and everybody out there. Doing a show 2 hours in the morning live is hard enough, but doing it 2 hours where you're doing a form and everything like that, I want to thank you about the questions and all of it. Are we getting ready to go? I unfortunately have to make a plane. Normally I stick around and hang out for like an hour or so, but we got to get going. We have to be on the East Coast for a conference we're going to be at. We'll be live at that conference tomorrow. We're going to have some of the people we met here, etc. By the way, Vish Burr, give it up for Vish. Vish is one of the guys that thought up President Trump going to the bodega, which is absolutely unbelievable. Okay, maybe we just go ahead and wrap it up. Can we go ahead and wrap it up? Huh? What? Okay, good. Let's go. Can we play Holy War? Hey, let's play. We're going to leave with modern day. I'm talked out, folks. We're going to leave with modern day Holy War. Nicole Nogrady. We're in the war room. Lou Dobbs is next. We're going to be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. We'll be on location. See you then. Thank you. Thank you, audience. Ahern Hotel. Let's hear it.
True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done with Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done with Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
War Room at checkout to save 67%. And do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. If you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there, do it today, check it out.